a show from radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Welcome to the Nomadic Cosmologies and Fugitive Power, produced by Red Forest and commissioned by the Goethe Institute Mainland for the German Pavilion at the 23rd Triennale di Milano. A series weaving the socio-ecological dimension of energy, climate struggles, environmental justice, and transformative futures. This closing is also an opening and an invitation to engage with people's resistance against the injustice that are sustaining capitalism and against a colonial narrative that claims it cannot be otherwise. It is also a call to celebrate and defend the many forms of life, including the revolt of meaning and the poetics of liberation that need space to flourish in their own terms. It is an invitation to mobilize with the overcrossing rebellious rhythms and the ancestrality of resistance. My name is David Muñoz Alcántara, and today we are joined by the power of speech and tunes of a militant rebellious fire blessed by contributions from Giovanna Esposito Youssef, sharing us some insights to epistemologies in resistance and non-dominant praxis. We will be moved by the powerful text collage of the poetics of walking, remembering, singing and writing in struggle by Sonia Vaz Borges. Then, an introduction to Poemería con Clase, the class struggle in poetry by Alberto Torres Diaz, along with an epistolary reflection on revolutionary justice through the controversial Thou Shall Not Kill debate between Oscar del Barco and Leon Rosichner. The English translation is read by the beautiful voice of Camila Martinez Torres. We also have a conversation with Sezgin Bojnik on the language of avant-garde, and we close with the readings of poems in the voice of Alberto Torres Diaz, Miguel Ángel Esquivel, and Alberto Ijar Serrano. Our journey will be weaved into the sonic realm and beyond with the stunning beats and tunes of DJ Shao. Poetry, as breath, should belong to everyone. The flower of speech will not die. The power of speech is the weapon of theory and memory. Words to be driven through the winds, spreading our seeds that will never surrender. We are here. Poetry, comrades, poetry.
As a mixed linguist and activist, Yasnaya Elena Aguilar asserts, the great trap of modern state is at the stroke of their nationalist ideology. They have led us to believe that in addition to states, they are also nations. Nations, understood as peoples of the world, are not necessarily states. Based on the number of different languages in the world, we could say that there are approximately 7,000 nations spread over approximately 200 states, 200 countries. This has the consequence that most of the nations of the world do not have a state that supports them or an army that can protect their autonomy. I end up quote. Many of these are people whose non-capitalist praxis, autonomous forms of organization, collective forms of governance, self-sufficient technologies, medicines, or holistic relations to the territories in which they dwell, are not recognized, neither respected. The mere existence of such nations and their epistemologies in resistance signal the existence of political, economic, social, and ecological alternatives that locate themselves beyond the dominating state-oriented politics, thus contesting the sovereign project and self-proclaimed credibility of the state itself. Therefore, under the modern state conception, the distinct people of the world, with their distinct forms of knowing, relating, and forming kinships, are constantly assaulted and under threat of disappearance at an increasing violent rate. Languages and the people that hold them are not merely dying, they are systematically being killed through diverse policies, such as assimilation practices, structural impoverishment, removal of children from their communities, forced sterilization, forced displacement, invasion of lands, restriction to access to their traditional means of livelihood, and environmental destruction, which have several consequences to the health, both of the individual and the community, with more dire implications towards women. Violent state policies that lead to linguicides, epistemicides, and genocides. To integrate or die has become the policy of a system that aims to loot freely the built ecosystems and materials in these territories and the world. As such, categories get imposed for ideological subordination and legislative encapsulation of peoples resistant in the imperialist system and its colonial expansion. The Mixe people in Oaxaca, the Sami people spread through Norway, Sweden, Finland, and Russia, the Ainu people in Japan, the Mapuche people in Chile, or the Palestinian people, just to name a few, can be jointly identified as indigenous people despite being nations that are different from each other and have more than contrasting historical experiences and territories.
This realist, active, vitally, collectivist, and filled with limitless creative faith in the future. Only by remaining faithful to itself, art can become an ally of revolution. Language as an instrument of art, dissecting art forms of cognition to the same level of science and technology. Critical awareness is needed for art, science, and technology to contest the cultural instruments of class oppression, as it is to produce knowledge that advances the struggle for a social transformation and emancipation of life.
Remember, singing and writing and struggle. How do you walk when you walk? Walking, using Rebecca Solnit's description, is more than a simple movement of legs and feet hitting the ground. Where does it start? Muscle stance, one leg, a pillar, holding the body upright between the earth and the sky, the other, a pendulum, swinging from behind, heels touch the ground, the whole body. The whole weight of the body rolls forward onto a ball of the foot. The big toe pushes off, and the delicately balanced weight of the body shifts again. The legs reverse position. It starts with a step, and then another step, and then another, that add up like taps on a drum to a rhythm, the rhythm of walking. How do you walk when you walk? Rebecca Solnit, Francesco Careri, Sonia Vaz Borges, Zamanel, Christina Etherton, André Cursina Tolentino. How do you walk when you walk?
Sugiere el de los harakiris versus los tratamientos psiquiátricos. El tema, creo, es que no hay solo dos partes, del barco y Rosichner, aunque son las que inicialmente yo tomaría, siguiendo para la lectura el orden siguiente, Ciro Bustos, Jouvet, en dos entrevistas o los fragmentos que dan pretexto a del barco Rosichner, del barco. El resto da también para mucho, implica generaciones posteriores que llegarían a responder, articular como respuesta o prolongar el debate a través de un documental, Los Rubios. No vi que Rosichner ahondara o abundara, pero creo que de haberlo hecho tampoco sería difícil recopilarlo, pues él murió en 2011 y el debate o la parte fuerte es de 2004 a 2006 más o menos. Aunque ya me va a implicar un salto a los 1600 de Spinoza a la hora de ver su teoría de los afectos y las pasiones y el cruce con la estética de o abierta por Baumgarten. Para ir discutiendo el no matarás contra el vivirás materno, algunas coordenadas. 1. Que por más anticipatorio y revelador que lo sigamos hallando y descubriendo, no hay que perder de vista sus especificidades argentinas. a la par de ir avanzando en develar equivalencias, contrapuntos y apuestas de interpretaciones específicamente mexicanas. Hitos como el ataque criminal contra la sede del gobierno en Plaza de Mayo el 16 de junio de 1955, que coincidentemente señalan las memorias de Ciro Bustos y la trama del documental Cedevillón, donde la ofensiva aérea de verdadera intención asesina es recordada por la imposibilidad de repeler al golpismo debido a la falta de dirección y armas, configuración que se asemeja al 68 mexicano, al menos en la narrativa y versiones historiográficas, policíacas y militares aupadas por el Estado, como expone profusamente Carlos Montemayor. Presunta punta de lanza para la eclosión guerrillera en el país, en México. Es decir, vale un deslinde paradójicamente convergente de las múltiples rizomáticas, razones y anclas históricas que atizaron tanto descontentos, desengaños que repelieron o relanzaron la romantización de las luchas por venir. Tanto eso como tentativas de organización populares, de los cuales más temprano que tarde abrevaron las numerosas agrupaciones guerrilleras latinoamericanas marcadamente abundantes tras la victoria de la revolución en Cuba. Valdría aprovechar el arribo a este punto para proponer también una aproximación crítica al desamparo de la experiencia armada socialista en México, con muy acotados márgenes de apoyo exterior, razón de las fluidas relaciones de alto nivel que mantuvieron los gobiernos revolucionarios mexicano y cubano.
Leninian language, or coiled verbal spring, devices of Lenin's language, is a publication I edit in 2018, and that is like a sixth Russian formalist and futurist writings about Lenin's language. Russian futurists, in fact, first of all, Russian formalists, who with their work on language, on how language of art, poetry is kind of constituted, made into a different language than everyday language, the all their analyzers like Jakobson, Roman Jakobson, Shklovsky, Eichenbaum, Tinyanov, you just name it, now are canon in the world of studying language of art.
Huh? Iniciar cierto periplo o manda hacia 2008, alcancé a publicar en edición bien peculiar, de la que también habrá que hablar otro día, algunos cuentos y entre los poemas del mismo conjunto, uno de título No sé vivir. En dado algún tiempo, escuché y comencé a leer de Diego Stulbar aquella provocación espinociana: ¿habría que saber vivir? Valga la asociación y confesión de parte como refreno en la búsqueda de apertura, el carácter más dialéctico que paradójico de no reducir a clausura la falta de conocimiento en el vivir, sino la puesta en acción al despetrificar monumentos esterilizados por abuso de moralina. Si revolución es también una lucha igualitarista y a la vez sentido del momento histórico, si hemos ubicado las narrativas distópicas de derechas vendiendo una probabilidad mayor del colapso planetario, el fin del mundo, antes de atreverse a cuestionar la continuidad del capitalismo, ¿por qué no voltear entonces a buscar lo nuestro y a las, los, nuestros, nuestras? Vale y urge reconocer el acierto de no resignarse, acomodarse, a depender de dineros o valores de cambio, apreciar la vida que en nuestros tiempos decide y consigue hacerse espacios para compartir deseos, disfrutar de los acercamientos carnales, trazar los mapas cuyas marcas nos pueblan los cuerpos. ¿Por qué no convertir el trabajo en fiesta y asumir la contienda? Tal vez aquí mismo, en la resistencia, en el corazón de Ciudad Monstruo, en México, donde la estética tiene, todavía, sí que tiene, qué decir. Fin.
Ponies from the same name. Poetry, like bread, should belong to everyone, everything for everyone, even to anybody. If they would self-expose. supposed to hear it, they are to invent it. We would meet at some point, and from there, each one welcome doing a step or two. We would open spaces like the circles for the bully's eye.
Déjame ladrarte unas rabias, aullarte hasta las lágrimas en tonos melancólicos. Bufaría contigo ciertas añoranzas, sí, aún garganta, vientre, pulmones y esternón darían en buena lid para relincharte anhelos desbocados, humanas intenciones, oníricos proyectos que rompen cuerdaturas, revientan órdenes, estribos y monturas, subvierten sinos y permiten asomarse por rendijas, aunque más no sea. Una caminata a pata de perro, acompasada de silencio, sí, entre fuga y fuga, 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 fuga. Ir armando el sueño, 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 ir armando el sueño. ¿Dónde nos quedamos? 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 ¿Dónde nos quedamos?
Red Forest is mobilized by David Munoz Alcantara, Diana McCarty, Michael van der Drift, and Alexei Rodin-Silens. On Dreamwood FM 88.4 MHz in Berlin and 90.7 MHz in Boston.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radio.fm. Over and out.